Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Here on behalf of the company, I would like to welcome everyone to our 2014 annual result presentations. This presentation will be conducted in Chinese with simultaneous interpretation. The Q&A section will be hosted by a moderator and provided with consecutive interpretation. Please be reminded to switch your mobile phone off or send it to the vibration mode during the presentation. First of all, I would like to introduce our management today, Mr. Wang Xiaochuo, Chairman and CEO, Mr. Yang Jie, President and COO, and Mr. Ke Ruiwen, Executive Vice President. Thank you for joining us today. I hope the presentation will be helpful to you. Now, let's welcome our Chairman Wang to present the company performance in 2014. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very pleased to meet you all and to introduce the company's performance. Today's presentation will be divided into three sections. First, I will talk about the company's overall performance. This will be followed by President Yang and Mr. Ke, who will present our business review and financial performance respectively. The highlights of the company major development in 2014 are: we successfully managed various prominent external changes, leading to persistent growth in revenue and profits with solid fundamental. Our industry-leading revenue growth fueled by fast-growing emerging business. Third, we are going to rapidly ramp up 4G business scale, leveraging the prime opportunities of FDD licensing and tower sharing, as well as the 4G hybrid network trial experience. Fourth, though VAT reform brings short-term pain, but long-term beneficial to sustainable growth. Fifth, we proactively deepen comprehensive reform and accelerate internet-oriented transformation to further enhance shareholder return. Despite the VAT impact and the restrictive 4G hybrid network trial, we still managed to achieve a persistent growth in revenue and profit in 2014. Operating revenue reached 324.4 billion, up like 0.9% than last year. For the benefit of investor analysis, we denote service revenue, which further excludes the sales of wireline equipment and other non-service revenue from the original operating revenue, excluding mobile terminal sales. Service revenue recorded 287.4 billion, up 3% over the previous year. EBITDA was 94.9 billion. EBITDA margin was 33%. Net profit was 17.7 billion, 0.8% higher than previous year. Free cash flow, 12.5 billion, up 12% over the last year. Excluding the tax impact of VAT reform, the company 2014 pro forma service revenue was up 6%, and pro forma net profit growth reached 22%, showing a sound fundamental and robust earnings growth of the company. In 2014, the company accelerated innovation and opened cooperation with a major breakthrough in emerging business. Data traffic operation, ICT, and internet application all maintained a decent growth. Revenue from emerging business reached 83.7 billion, up 24% over last year. Emerging business revenue as percentage of service revenue reached 29%, up 5 PP. Fueled by the fast-growing emerging business, our growth in service revenue reached 3.1%, beating industry average by 4.4 PP, ranked at the top in industry for the first time since the telecom industry restructuring in 2008. Last month, the company was successfully awarded the FDD license, which enabled us to enter the global mainstream 4G main value chain and ignited new and prime opportunities. We will leverage our edges and synergy in network, terminal, implementation, application, innovation, and flexibility, pushing our 4G business ahead at full steam for profitable scale development. In 2015, building on the foundation laid last year, our 4G network will cover cities nationwide with in-depth coverage in 120 key cities, fully leveraging on our advantages in one 4G hybrid network and fiber broadband plus dual 100 megabit per second to achieve leading network quality and customer experience. We will unite the upstream and downstream partners of the value chain to enrich 4G terminal supply and enhance its price performance factors. In 2014, we controlled 4G investment pace with regard to 4G hybrid network trial, approval progress, and adjusted CapEx structure. We also actively invested in auxiliary 4G facilities and further upgrade of access bandwidth capability of the city fiber network. Total CapEx was 76.9 billion and a saving of 3.4 billion from the original budget. In 2015, the company will step up 4G investment with focus on creating a leading network. CapEx will be 107.8 billion, of which 4G investment will be 61 billion. During the year, we plan to increase 200,000 4G base station and 80,000 indoor radio distribution system. At the same time, we will increase investment in fiber broadband, integrated information service, and cloud, etc., to meet the growth of internet and data traffic business. In 2014, we took part in investing tall company, whose operation could bring the following benefits. First, due to our wide coverage 3G network advantage, using low frequency bands, we have relatively fewer base stations. As such, we can leverage the rich resources of TowerCo to promptly and effectively expand 4G network coverage and density, enhancing network competitive advantage and lower future CapEx. Second, to unlock tower asset value upon disposal, and to drive long-term profitability, benefited from the TowerCo's co-use synergy. Third, as one of the major shareholders, we set to benefit from TowerCo future earnings and value enhancement. We will promote collaboration with TowerCo and strive to sell existing tower to TowerCo as soon as practicable. With due regards to shareholders' return, profitability, cash flow, and capital requirement for future development, especially our high investment in 4G network this year, the board recommends to the shareholders a final dividend of 9.5 Hong Kong cents for 2014, maintaining a stable dividend. In 2015, we will further deepen reform. In fundamental business, the company will implement subdividing performance evaluation unit with performance contract in full strength and establish top-down service support system to lift frontline vibrancy. In emerging business, the company will establish segregated zone, strengthen efficiently centralized operation, and launch open cooperation with private capital for complementary resources. At the same time, the company will accelerate the internet-oriented transformation, speed up the launch of differentiated products and services, and accelerate to create a new China Telecom, continuously create shareholder values. Now, Mr. Yang Zhe will give you our business update. Thank you, Chairman Wang. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Now, may I present to you our business performance in 2014. The table shows the revenue breakdown and the changes. I'm going to give you the specifics. Despite tax impact of VAT reform and change in sales model, the company still performed steadily. In 2014, the company actively promoted subscriber for 3G and 4G upgrade. 3G, 4G maintained a decent growth with net addition of 15.52 million subs. 3G, 4G subs as proportion to total subs reached 64%, up 8 pp. At the same time, average mobile subs were up 7%, effectively lifting mobile revenue growth, ensuring an overall steady ARPU and achieving an effective development in mobile business. Despite the VAT impact and the change in sales model, our mobile service revenue was 120.3 billion, up 6% from previous year, with an emphasis on managing data traffic value. The company continued to innovate the business model of data traffic. For the whole year, mobile data revenue and data traffic continued to grow rapidly. Revenue reached 65.6 billion, up 18% over last year. Revenue from handset internet asset reached 34.1 billion, up 49% over previous year. Average data traffic per 3G, 4G handset subs totaled 227 meg, up 20% from previous year. Going forward, the company will focus on 4G development and the synergy between 3G, 4G, strengthen the application-driven approach, innovate data traffic product, adhere to terminal-led approach, and leverage 4G high-speed characteristics to drive the rapid growth of data usage and advance the scale development of mobile service. Let's look at the wireline business. 2014 saw a resilient wireline performance. Wireline revenue reached 172.8 billion, up 1.4% over last year. Leverage fiber network and informatization service strength to accelerate development of growth business, namely Y9 broadband, VAS and integrated information services, and effectively offset Y9 voice revenue decline. Besides declining revenue contribution from Y9 voice, along with the basic completion of PAS upgrade, effectively mitigated operating risk. Despite intensifying competition, the company wireline broadband service still maintained a healthy development. In 2014, revenue from wireline broadband totaled 73.5 billion, up 4% over previous year. Wireline broadband subs reached 107 million, a net addition of 6.85 million subs. Our measure in broadband include actively leveraging the fiber network advantage to fully promote broadband upgrade for subscriber. We launched Join Me, an integrated product to create a smart home portal. We also expand open sales channel and pioneer to cooperate with private capital in local asset deployment to accelerate fiber network rollout. In the area of wireline VAS, we leverage extensive network resources, professional team, band franchise, and open cooperation to drive growth in wireline VAS and integrated information services. The revenue was 38 billion, up 11%, maintaining a rapid growth. The three growth drivers for wireline VAS and integration information services were IDC, ITV, and IT services and applications. In 2014, we further strengthened the Internet Application Development System fostered by portal content and capability. YiChat's rapid business development served as a key mobile internet business model. Thanks to the rapid scale expansion, Best Pay user exceeded 100 million with GMV grew 1.6 times to 330 billion, showing a remarkable result in exploring internet finance. The integrated platform, which perfect gradually, will serve as the efficiently centralized operation platform for data backward monetization. The enriched internet application development system can support fundamental business development, create differentiated edges, and generate new source of revenue and profit. Going forward, we will adopt the main line of dual enhancement of scale and return by actively in advancing reform and innovation, open cooperation, and quality and efficiency enhancement will focus in the following four areas. First, optimize development model and accelerate scale development. Second, achieve breakthrough in core products and four differentiated competitive advantages. Third, promote further internet-oriented transformation and strengthen efficiently centralized operations. Fourth, implement comprehensive in-depth reform to motivate staff vibrancy. Now, Mr. Kerr will give you our financial results. Thank you. Thank you, President Yang. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Let me introduce the company's financial result in 2014. In 2014, our revenue was 324.4 billion, up 0.9% than last year. Operating cost was 295.9 billion, up 0.6%. Growth in operating cost was lower than revenue growth. Net profit was 17.7 billion, up 0.8% than last year. In 2014, to facilitate VAT policy, we optimized the development and sales model to further control our sales and marketing expenses, especially the handset subsidy, and enhance the resources efficiency and effectiveness. Total handset subsidy was 15.5 billion, down 33% from last year. 2014, the company appropriately adjusted spending pattern by stringent cost control and enhanced resources allocation to boost operating efficiency. Our operating expenses were 295.9 billion, accounted for 91.2% of revenue, down 0.3 pp. Network operation and support expenses accounted for 21% of revenue, up 4.7%. Point because of the network maintenance quality enhancement to build competitive edges for synergistic development of 3G, 4G, wireline, and wireless broadband, and also increase in operating rental as well as the full write-off of PAS asset. In 2014, the company's capex of 76.9 billion through highly effective investment to strengthen network edges and returns. First, in mobile network, the company deployed in-depth 4G network coverage in a controlled place in selected key cities. At the end of 2014, there were 60,000 new 4G base stations in place, making a total of 120,000 4G base stations plus 60,000 sets of indoor radio distribution system. Second, in broadband and internet, deployed over 90% coverage in cities with 20 megabit per second, and FTTH coverage reached over 120 million home passes. The expanded metropolitan area network and backhaul capacity was able to support fast-growing data traffic driven by wireline and wireless broadband and emerging business. In 2014, the company financial strength maintained solid with a stable capital structure. Total debt to total capitalization ratio was 27%, down 1.5 pp from last year. Net debt to EBITDA ratio continued to fall to 0.9 times. Free cash flow totaled 125 billion, up 12% from last year. The sound financial fundamental and decent free cash flow effectively support our sustainable business development. Since the VAT reform pilot scheme in telecommunication industry launched in June 2014, the company has optimized the development and sales model and package design, implemented stringent cost control measures, and enhanced the purchasing and vendor tax profile, leading to a moderating monthly average pro forma impact on net profit. We will continue to adopt various measures to mitigate the short-term negative effect of VAT reform. Continued expansion of the national VAT reform to other industries could lead to more operating costs and investment being entitled to imperative credit in future to enhance long-term profitability. Going forward, the company will fully implement reform measures to create value and efficiency. The key measures include persisting in the systemic free and one alignment of budgeting resources, allocation, performance evaluation while emphasizing on scale development and return. Second, strengthen cost control and innovate sales models to improve cost efficiency. Third, strengthen capital and asset management to maximize utilization and foster value generation capability. Fourth, leverage business or capital cooperation to promote development of emerging business. Fifth, leverage market-oriented mechanism to further implement subdividing performance evaluation unit with performance contract and establish top-down service support system to encourage organization vibrancy. Through this measure, the company strives to maximize the shareholders and customer values. That is the end of our presentation. Thank you, everyone.